You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Shamika. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Excuse me?
My name is Shamika.
Hello?
Yes, you have
Hello?
reached emer you have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Shamika. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, I need a service. I don't know, when I leave my keys in the truck and I want somebody come to open it.
Okay, all right then. Let's see. Are you currently calling from a safe location?
Yeah, the location is the same address.
No, no, sir.
You have
no, sir.
The policy.
No, sir. I'm talking. Are you safe?
Yeah, I'm safe. I'm in my house.
All right. Yes, sir. Let me get the spelling of your first name.
Antonio Gonzalez.
Antonio, A-N-T-I-N-O.
Yes, A-N-T-O-N-E-O.
Oh, A-N-T-O-N-E-O. A-N-T-N-E-O. Yes. Yes, sir. And please spell your last name for me.
G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-S.
Yes, sir. And a good callback number just in case we get disconnected.
The what?
I need a callback. I need a number. The number you're calling from.
714-315.
No, 714.
Hello.
I'm
here. Okay, it's 714-415-9545.
Yes, sir. Now give me 1 second. Let me change this. Number 714-9545. Okay, let me capitalize your last name. Yes, sir. Would you like to receive our mobile text updates on the status of your service today? In that text message, it will have yes, sir. Yes, sir. Message and data rates may apply.
You need the address?
Not yet. Just give me 1 second.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Can I please have your policy number and the last 6 digits of your VIN number, your car VIN number?
Okay. Okay. That's 0401-07-1502.
Okay. Stop right there. Okay. You said 0401-07-3, and what's the rest of it?
No. Okay, that's 15-02-07-876.
Yes, sir. So I have 0401-07-3157.
And the last six for the
VIN number.
My number is 3116-36.
Yeah, okay. 311636. Okay. I would like to go back to that policy number again. Okay, the policy number is 0401-07-3115. Yeah, five. It's a five after the one. Then it says 7277876. Is that correct?
No, it's not correct. This okay. I go start for the 15, okay?
Yes, sir. Well, let me say the numbers in front of the 15 first. Say 0401-07.
Okay. No. That's not right. Oh, okay. Okay, you say start again, okay? 0401-07-1502-07-876.
Okay, so let's try this again. 0401-07-1502-07-876. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, just give me 1 second while I look at your policy. Yes, sir. Could you please verify the addresses on the policy?
Okay, 1523 South Rose Street, Santana, California, 92707.
That's right, sir. And let me see, what's the year, make, and model of the vehicle you're calling about tonight?
That's 2003, Town Country, Van.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. What's the year of that again?
2003.
No, sir. I don't have a 2003 on the policy, but it's another number.
No, I think it's 2005.
There you go. Yes, sir. All right. What color is the vehicle?
The gold.
You said brown?
Yeah, like brown, like gold.
Gold. Yes, sir. I'm sorry. Gold. Okay. All right. And you said, what's going on with the vehicle?
I'm not sure where I leave the keys, and the truck is locked, and I need you guys send somebody to unlock the van.
Unlock the what?
The door. Yeah.
You accidentally not locked the keys inside of the door. I mean, of the vehicle, the car. Yes, sir. And you say you're not sure where they're gonna leave the keys at?
I think it's inside. I'm not sure, but I need to open it.
Yes, sir. I gotcha, sir. Say no more. I have it. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Doors. Okay. And he just needs a lockout, okay?
Yes.
Yes, sir. I got you, sir. Let me see. Okay. And lockout. Yes, sir. I just have a few questions that I need to ask you. And you already told me that you don't know where the keys are. So the keys, you could just answer yes or no. You already told me that you don't know where the keys are, but they're just questions that we have to ask. Are the keys inside the passenger compartment?
No, I'm not sure.
Okay. Are the keys in the trunk? You're still not sure, right? That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a yes or no question.
Yes.
Okay. You say yes. You said the keys are in the trunk.
No.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm not sure.
Are the keys broken?
Nope.
Yes, sir. Does the vehicle have power locks?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Okay, we're moving along. We're moving along. We're doing good. Okay. Are you going to be there when they come to unlock the door?
Yeah. How long they take it to come over here?
I have to call some people. Sometimes I have to call a lot of people. And because some people aren't, you know, they don't have someone available a lot of times. So I probably have to call one person. Then again, I might have to call 15. So I don't really know yet until I call someone and see how fast it's going to take them to get out there. Okay. Oh, he's going to be
all right,
with
that's fine.
He said he will be there with the car. Okay. We'll be on scene with. Yes, sir. Okay. Let's see. All right. What's your home? Is it the vehicle at your home address of 1523 South Ross Street?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Okay. Gotcha. Okay, map this location. Gotcha, sir. All right. Let me see what's going on with this. Okay. Just give it just a few seconds. We're experiencing technical difficulties, and it's just going to take a while for it to load.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I already have you mapped and located. And I'm going to go ahead and get this dispatched out for you. A text message will be coming to your phone with the provider's name, number, just in case you have to call them and ask where they are. And it's going to have the estimated time of arrival. That is the time that they, around the time that they will get there. They might get there a little faster. They might get there a little slower, but it's going to have the estimated time of arrival. And like I said, the person that's coming to help you is going to have their phone number on there. So don't hesitate to use it. Just be polite to them because they're coming to help you. and let me see. I'm going to go ahead and get this dispatched out for you. And I'm going to call you back with the time that they will be there anyway. So they will have the time on your phone. And okay. I'm going to call you back and let you know what time they're going to get there. Anything else I can do for you tonight?
That's I wait for you call, okay?
Because yes, sir. I'm going to call you back. Again. Yes, sir. Well, all right. Well, let me go ahead and start calling some people and trying to get someone out there.
Did you not give me any number to report this in case somebody call me or?
I'm going to be the one to call you back. But then the person that's going to help you, that send the text message, that's going to let you know that I already found someone. But I'm going to call you back anyway and let you know what time they're going to be there.
Okay.
That's right.
So I wait for you call.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. I'm going to call you right back. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.